Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam once said that a sahabi will pass here just now who is from the inmates of Jannat. He will go to Jannat. He gave him the glad tiding. One sahabi came past and he had shoes in his hand and there was the effect of wuzu water on his face. A simple sahabi, in one kitab it is related to Hazrat Saad radiallahu ta'ala. The next day Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said the same thing, that a sahabi will soon pass here, a person will pass and he's from Jannat. So again it was the same person, he had shoes in his hand, he had the effect of wuzu water on his face and he passed. The third day again the same thing happened, the same person passed. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he became very interested. Because the sahabas, they are very interested. Like if somebody has to tell us that Oppenheimer will give us his secrets, how he became such a rich person. But the condition is you spend one night with him at his residence and he will show you all the secrets of how to become another Oppenheimer. All of us will leave Durban and we will fly overnight there. So here this sahabis were interested on how can we attain success, how can we get the blessings of Allah. So he told this sahabi, he said, Rasulullah mentioned this. No, he didn't tell him that. He said, I've got some problem at home and I want to spend 3 nights with you, if you can give me the opportunity. So the sahabi said, yes, if you've got a problem, you can come and stay with me 3 nights, no problem. So he spent the 3 nights there. So he says, in the late part of the night, he was watching, what does he do special that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying he's going to Jannat. But he found him not doing anything special. He made his Isha namaz, then he made a few light rakats of Nafil namaz, and then he went to bed, and then he got up for Fajr. In the night, whenever he got up, he made some zikr. And he never heard, he says, I didn't hear him speak evil of anybody. That was one thing. I never heard him speak evil of anybody. And this is what he used to do at night. He never made much ibadat. He used to sleep away. And he got up for Fajr. So he says, I told him that, look, I had come here for 3 days to find out really what were you doing that pleased Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Allah so much that you are promised Jannat. So he says, nothing, I'm doing the same thing what you all are doing. He says, no, there must be something special in your life. So after much pondering and reflecting, he says, well, other things are all the same what you do, but there is one thing, that if Allah Ta'ala blesses somebody with some ni'mat, Allah gives somebody some property or some riches or some wealth or something like that, I have no jealousy at heart. I make dua, it's good for him, Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with it, it is his luck, and I have no jealousy at heart. And the second thing is that I don't sleep having any malice in my heart about any person. Now what a great sifat this is, that he sleeps without having any malice at heart, no ill feelings against any Muslim brother. The only person that you are permitted to break your relationship and contact with is for the sake of deen. It can be your father, can be your brother, can be anybody. But if he is going on a wrong track and you explain him, you can try to convince him, you say this is Quran, this is Sunnah and all that, and he says to hell with you, I'm not interested, then it is permissible for you to break off your contact and relationship with such a person and you don't talk to him, that Allah won't punish you. But to break off relationship and contact just for material things, why you didn't attend my wedding party, why you didn't come to my engagement, why you didn't come to my grandfather's 4th wedding, and why did you attend this, and so all these type of things, you know, are things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. We must not break off our relationship and contact with people, with brothers, for material thing, for worldly thing. Yes, negotiate, come to settlement, ask for your rights, but the talking terms must not be severe. Otherwise Allah ta'ala does not accept the du'as of such people, even on this blessed night of Laylatul Qadr. All read the Durood Sharif 3 times and you make du'a.